seen as many as 10 of them around one little old pool. The boys have been sitting there shooting that come on. Once in a while, one would bite while you're fishing, but his mouth is so hard, he just crushes the hook. It don't stick. But, the inside of his mouth is hard as his teeth.
He bite human beings?
He bites you. It's like mudfish eat you up. Mudfish. Some people eat mudfish. They grow big and they, I don't know what they eat. They, what sport catching them, I just do is trout. He fights you. I caught several of them. Only time I heard my dad cuss after I got grown, he caught one. He thought he had a trout. He was about 70 years old. I took him down the river fishing. He caught that mudfish and he thought he had a trout. And he kept telling me he had a trout. He was fishing there. I knew he had a mudfish. And the river was high and it had gone down a little. Pools all around overflowed into little old mud holes. And that fish, he couldn't lift him out on the pole fishing. So I tried to lift him. He was so big he couldn't lift him. I said, snake him in. So we started snaking him in, backing up, pulling him. He backed in, wasn't no mud hole. He backed into the mud hole. And he backed into that and went up to there. No danger going outside, I don't think, in any of those. It might be, but he scrambled around and he still had him. He swallowed the hook, I think. And he finally yanked him out. He got him out there and the line broke and the fish got off. And he got in that mud hole. He said, you just damn sure stay there. Son of a bitch, he said.
I don't like
that letter
too.
He looked at me like awful guilty. I big enough then I could laugh at him. It wasn't like when I saw the turkey. I knew he wasn't going to whip me because I was 25 years old. So I kidded him a little bit about it. He calmed down.
A while ago you mentioned hornet and wasp. What's the difference between a hornet and a wasp?
A hornet builds a nest that's covered. It's completely covered with some kind of, I don't know, some kind of material that's kind of like paper, thick cardboard paper. I guess it chews it up and makes a big nest. Sometimes they are a foot and a half, 2 feet long. And they have a regular hive in there, they don't. And they go in there and they raise, and then they hang those in trees. They hang down that long and that big around. And a wasp builds a nest that's wide open. And he seals the ends of it, lays his eggs in little cells. And he goes in there and lays his eggs and seals them up and they hatch into worms. We used to go down and have a newspaper and burn them big ones away and take the nest down and use the little old worms for bait, fish for them. They make a good bait, but they're tender, so you lose them fast as the fish bites them. But the hornet nest is, that is down here now. Some of them build them in the ground, they tell me up north.
And that's like a yellow jacket?
Yeah, well, yellow jacket builds in the ground. They all build in the ground, don't they?
I think so. Y'all still have those things around here, the little bugs that fly around at night and the tail lights up?
Lightning bugs, yeah, they do. They fly all over the place. I had a big game we used to have out there on the farm. Got them sell me to catch. Certain times of year, they'd sell a person that fly along the right way. Catch them and put them in a jar. Hide them in the closet. And they might take them out and set them on the foot and crawl around in there and light trying to get out. They're not hard to catch. You just put a sharpie, grab one of them. You'd have your nets to catch them in.